For further analysis on those market moves, I'm joined by Fahima Adia from Momentum Securities. And Fahima, always a pleasure. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Alexandra. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Let's talk about, you know, just general market sentiments. The banking crisis has really been, you know, at the center of most market sentiments over the last few weeks. But it looks like, you know, some calm to the storm is on the way.
Yeah, exactly. You did mention that the markets have opened a bit brighter this morning in the green. The JSE is up. European markets seem to be up. If we look at the JSE, that's been driven by the financial sector and resources. So, yes, I think it is coming from that positive global tone that came out of the US yesterday after the banking regulators said that the financial system remains strong, but also noted that they are committed to reviewing policies to ensure that there are no further bank collapses. And then SVB, of course, found a buyer to buy those assets. So it does seem like those negative contagion effects have kind of abated for now. And we're starting to see some recovery in the banking sector. So yes, hopefully the worst is behind us now.
I was thinking to myself, Fahima, when they said that they're, you know, reviewing policy to ensure that no more banks collapse. I wonder if that's all policy except for monetary policy. That's on its own policy.
Yeah, no, I think the monetary policy, they still have to remain tight with that to bring inflation under control. But yeah, I do think that they're reviewing, you know, some of the policies that they've got in place with the bigger banks to prevent any systemic contagion effects, just making sure they've got the right stress tests in place there. And I think the focus also kind of needs to be on the smaller banks that sometimes fall under the radar by the bigger regulators, because they're not subjected to these type of regulations like stress testing. So I think that is something they're probably going to take a closer look into.
Now let's move on to some company news. Master Drilling, probably the biggest one, I think, coming out today. A decent performance for this company that has actually really managed to diversify, you know, itself. Fahima, very, very interesting just to see how well diversified they are and therefore how well they are performing.
Yes, it was quite a solid set of results there, Nolitanda. So they reported record high revenue, and HEPS was up almost 20% in rand terms. They've said they've got quite a stable order book and a healthy pipeline with exposure to quite a number of countries. So I think that's quite good for them from a diversity point of view, that they're not restricted to, you know, operating in SA only, and they can kind of diversify away some of the headwinds they're facing here. And that strong cash generation enabled them to also increase that dividend quite significantly. We also like the new strategy, wherein they're specializing in certain specialized mining contractor services with an increased focus on tech and artificial intelligence, which we think will be quite good for it in the long term.
And then let's move on to, you know, a story that broke with Marion Roberts. Now, I think the story broke yesterday, but it isn't since today. So they sold an asset for $1 Australian. I led you to ask my editor. I said, I'm just making sure that I'm reading the right amount so I don't get to Fahima and say, you know, the amount was one amount. It is $1 Australian, Fahima. This is as Marion Roberts really tries to survive, but also them removing themselves further from this Australian market.
What happened with this Marion Roberts situation, Alessandro, is earlier in the year, they actually had to voluntarily put the Australian assets into administration. And you'll notice that the price actually rebounded today. It's up about 8%. So now that's coming after they've said that they're actually now trying to regain control of that Australian holding company that they put into administration earlier in the year. So they've actually reached a binding term sheet, the details of which have not actually fully been disclosed, to try and get that Australian company out of administration. And it will, if it does go ahead, it will then revert Marion Roberts, and they would be able to become, you know, operational there again. So I think that's kind of been boosting that share price today.
I'm concerned about, you know, the company's ability to just bounce back, you know, considering the fact that the Australian market hasn't necessarily changed. You know, what they do have is a lot of lessons that they've learned in this environment. I'm wondering from your perspective, Fahima, you know, is the management team, you know, able, or will, do you think they'll be able to go back into Australia and make something of these assets? Well, the ones that do remain, at least.
Yeah, look, I think the remaining assets do seem to be okay in the business, and there could be potential there for a turnaround in the long term. But at the moment, they are at very high They have very high levels of debt in the business, which will have to be resolved. The results haven't been good over the past few years, so they're getting off to a very weak footing. And I think that they will struggle in this next year, given all the constraints that they're facing at the moment. I'm not too positive on this one.
All right, let's move on to a company that also has good fortune, StoreAge. I'm always just surprised at how much people, what do people store? I don't even know what people possibly store besides furniture and some old items. But this company seems to be doing well in South Africa and in the United Kingdom. Just talk us through this set of numbers, but also possibly this model, Fahima, which seems to be, it can be seasonal, but it's always strong.
So they seem to have made pretty good traction there overseas in the UK, and it's one we've actually had on our list because of that diversity that it's got to offshore markets. So we've had an issue now in recent times where property companies have been under increased pressure because of the current load shedding crisis and all of the other issues we're facing locally in South Africa. But I think storage is one that definitely does have that diversity and is one that we quite like because of that. So we've been seeing some good results coming out of there, and we maintain quite a positive view on that going forward.
Well, Fahima, always a pleasure catching up with you. Thank you so much for spending time with us and giving us your insights this afternoon. That was your market update with Momentum's Fahima Adia.